Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk?
30 yeas, 4 nays.
And so the vote of 30 yeas and 4 nays. The House has concurred in the set of changes, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute 4, Committee Substitute 4, House Bill 400. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Sisna be excused from the call.
I think you might have an effective date clause.
Oh, did it?
Huh? You don't? Okay, well then my thing was wrong. Never mind. Go ahead and talk about Representative Sisna if you want.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Sisna be excused from call of the House from 7 p.m. today until 8 p.m. plain time Sunday, April 30th, and Representative Croft from the call of the House from 8 a.m. Saturday, April 29th until 10 a.m. plain time Monday, May 1st.
No objection. Those members will be shown as excused on the dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent based on the signatures of all the Labor and Commerce Committee members that House Bill 429 from District 25's member could be excused and moved on to House Finance.
Wait.
Not excused, waived. Thank you. I'm staring at the spot on my tie here.
House Bill 429. Are all members of Labor and Commerce happy with that? You sure? Hasn't been any arm twisting. Rosine Anderson, can you say the title of that bill again?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, an act reestablishing the Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Okay. See no objection then. House Bill 429 will be waived from the Labor and Commerce Committee and moved on to its next committee of referral. Any other unfinished business? Committee announcements? Representative Anderson?
Labor and Commerce is canceled.
Labor and Commerce no longer in existence. Representative Samuels?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Resources, how about 115?
115?
Yes, sir.
Representative Chenault?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Finance 130.
Finance 130. Any other committee announcements? Any other announcements? Special orders? Representative Guttenberg?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak under very well said.
Very well said. No objection.
Thank you. Earlier today, my friend from District 31 said something that I thought was very well said. We were dealing with House Bill 322. And what we did with House Bill 322 is we avoided a sticky issue for all of us, and we started to address the issue on a larger basis. And so we were talking about you mentioned abortion, which is a very strong line in the sand for many of us. But there are so many other issues dealing with those things that we can address mutually, with mutual respect, with mutual positive outcomes for the people of the state of Alaska. That if we can continue working on those things, there still can be the line drawn between us, and we can disagree on some things. But on other things, we can still do the people's business the best way it can be done. So I commend my friend from District 31 for saying it very well.
Representative Samuels.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on Crime Victims Week.
Crime Victims Week.
Yes, sir.
No objection.
Yeah, thank you. This is the end of National Crime Victims Week, and every person in this body represents victims of crime. Sometimes they're adults, and sometimes they are children. But every single one of us represents them. And it's not just victims of crime, of violent crime, or women who have been attacked or raped. It's my belief if you lock your door at night, you're a victim of crime. Because the only reason you lock your door is to stop somebody from coming into your house. Or if you lock your car in the parking lot like I do right now, then you are a victim of crime. And I think it's good that nationally it's recognized. And in this legislature, whether you agree with the bills that passed or not, I think that we've done some good steps forward. We had a couple small tweaks last year, the Blakely bill that passed last year. This year, I know that there was a rally on the steps last night for Take Back the Night for victims of sexual assault, and it ended with the bill signing for the sex offender bill that we passed here a couple weeks ago. And I just wanted to kind of bring notice to the national attention here that as we all move into a campaign season and you go door to door, start thinking about those issues so you can talk to your constituents and listen to their concerns. And like I said, if you lock your door, you are a victim, no matter if anything's ever happened to you or not. Thank you.
Any other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand adjourned until 11 a.m. Saturday, April 29th.
Objection will be an adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.